You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, it's Sarah with another recap. Okay, so Bronwyn had just discovered all her auntie's meds were stolen, and she knew who did it too. Puppy. Even though she's been extra nice trying to get him a rose. When we left off, she was leaving her building for the first time since she was almost 4. Here's the exciting conclusion of Bleeding Love.
In the burnt out room in the burnt out tenement on the north side of Kingfisher Avenue, empty vials and pill bottles are strewn everywhere.
That's the stuff.
Lolly sucks on a lollipop while Puppy injects her with Madame Floy's meds.
Oh, I want your slobber. Oh, yes, slobber, Puppy. Yeah, give it to me. Stop. That's it. Get off of me. Off!
What's wrong?
The stuff's wore off. More of that blue.
We're out of blue.
More blue!
We're out, baby.
Pills, then! Give me some pills. Yeah. Come on. Give me.
We're all out. Look at baby. Look at all these empty ones. You took it all.
All? Well, get more!
There's none more to get.
You don't love me.
No, I would get more, but I already swiped it all. For you, baby. For you.
Tyrant! Why'd I ever take you back, huh? I'm too tender-hearted. That's what Mama used to say about me. Too tender-hearted. Well, you couldn't even get a real rose. Brought me some fake plastic thingy. Pathetic! You're just like everyone. Taking advantage of my natural goodness. I should kick you out. Out! Get out that!
Puppy?
Bronwyn appears in the open doorway.
Gawker! That's a nice trooper hat. Where'd you get it? I boosted that for you, Puppy.
Bronwyn, this is no place for somebody like...
Bronwyn? Stay!
Bronwyn, we haven't had a chance to properly meet.
Bronwyn!
I'm Lolly. Pop!
What?
Pop!
I thought you kicked him out. I thought you and he were together. I thought...
Is that what you thought? Well, Gawker. Gawk at this.
I should go.
Hey. This party's just getting started.
Let her leave, baby.
Baby?
You! Sit! You stay. Dirty virgin, she's got the urge and she sniffed out where he's at. Dirty virgin, look who's emerging in heat like an alley cat. Looks like a nun, but she's no sister. Coming and thinking he can't resist her. Dirty virgin, got no one of her own. She feels the surge in a place she'd never been. Dirty virgin, better stop purging before she is full of sin. Holy crap, that's how I describe her. Cause that's all you get with a marble side bird. Dirty virgin, feeling all alone. Look how you come looking for cheap thrills, stealing granny's pills, crooking for no thrills, dealing
Your shoes. Ha! Your dress. Ha! Your hair. Ha! The mess. Your skin pale. Your eyes odd. Your hands frail. Your thighs gay. Dirty, Latin, and dirty, spotty, lynching was spick and span. Dirty virgin, ordering her ginger ale with a shot of man. Pathetic girl, up in the tower, how'd it go with that magic flower? Dirty virgin, throw that bitch a bone. Dirty virgin, hide inside your windowsill. Dirty virgin, fate don't change like you never.
My whole life, I looked out the window, hoping I'd find love. Then, when I saw you two, I thought, there it is. But you are a pair of outlaws and hooligans and wild drug fiends. And if this is what love is like, I hope I never find it.
Bronwyn throws the Trapper Trooper hat down and runs from the tenement.
Bronwyn!
Puppy, heal! We got everything we need out of her.
Let me see. One of these vials must have a little left. Here's one. I'll give it to you, because you're my slobber baby. Slobber, slobber. But first, I want you to be a good puppy and roll over.
Puppy, roll over.
I'm done rolling over.
Puppy!
You can play dead.
Puppy goes after Bronwyn.
Hey, get back here! Heel, stay! Puppy? That's it! I'm not never, ever, never taking you back, sucker! Ha ha!
Oh, oh, oh.
From the fire escape, Puppy jumps down on Kingfisher Avenue, where he finds Bronwyn near a dumpster.
Sorry, I didn't mean
just
to...
Just go.
I wasn't trying to hurt you, man.
Advice. Next time you're not trying to hurt me, don't ask to hear my music. Don't trick me into playing waltzes so you can steal my great auntie's medication. And don't sit through a cello lesson you obviously have no interest in. And can you maybe not call me man?
Sure, man.
You took everything.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
What's she gonna do? She needs her medicine.
You won't believe me, but I almost brought it all back.
You're right, I don't believe you.
I wanted to return it. But when you were playing cello, I looked at you. And I saw something. I don't know what, but it was clean. And sweet, and good, and pure. And I knew, somehow, that if I came back, I'd break that. Man, I don't never, ever, never want to break that.
But when you didn't show up, that's when I felt broken. Look, it's snowing.
No.
Can you hear it? Where's the storm? Something happened. I feel warm. Can these streets start to thaw? Suddenly, I'm in awe. Is this summer somehow? Is this summer here now? Winter flew, revealing you. Is this summer?
Before this, all I wanted, one real kiss.
Bronwyn takes Puppy to the greenhouse on the roof, where plants are thriving, flowers are blooming. Only the rose bush has yet to blossom.
Whoa! What's this?
The greenhouse. This is what flowers are like when they're real.
How?
Okay, so all the plants were like dead, but I knew when Sweet William's mother was alive, she came up here, and she used to sing, and I thought, I play cello. So I started coming up here with my cello, and I'd wear your trooper, trapper, trapper, trooper hat, and I'd play till my shoulder hurt, and it sounds so crazy. Probably didn't do anything.
You were getting me a rose? I didn't think it was possible.
You were so sad, and it looked like you loved her so much.
Is there roses, really?
Just one. Here. But it hasn't bloomed yet.
Wow!
I don't know if I did anything, really. It probably wasn't the music. It might have been the grow lights and the fertilizer. But all the same, I played music. And look around.
Music can be very, very useful.
Is this summer?
Takes them and takes them to the greenhouse floor. Meanwhile, in Madame Floy's flat, the cuckoo clock sounds, but Bronwyn isn't there to hear it.
Bronwyn! My shot! Shot!
Sergey? Dear God, how are you? I've been
shot!
I didn't expect this.
Close that window, it's nippy!
Look at that mustache!
When I was a child prodigy, I was a child prodigy.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, Bronwyn, shot!
Boy, is that sun?
Is that sun?
Madame Floy emerges from her bed and crawls towards the door.
Sergey, you wouldn't believe what I've seen. I've been so damn lucky. You'd think I'm a queen. There were parties where the best of the best come to meet, and brunches where I couldn't hear myself eat. Candlelit dinners to bed.
unlikely winners of money and fame, I tell you. Shattered when everything scattered, I still had your
Sergei?
Madame Floyd?
Madame Floyd goes into the stairwell where Sweet William is sweeping.
Oh, there you are, Sergei. I've waited for you.
What are you doing in the stairs?
Well, thank you for coming. I thought you forgot.
Forgot what?
I waited all night for your train in that.
Bronwyn!
Bronwyn!
Bronwyn! Beautiful Bronwyn!
How could you come here?
The door to the roof. That shouldn't be open. I'm the one with the key. Where is the key? Bronwyn.
Sweet William goes up the stairs to the roof.
Beautiful Bronwyn. Beautiful Bronwyn. Beautiful.
He looks inside the greenhouse and sees the unthinkable.
Bronwyn there sleeping in his arms is very wrong. Gotta sound alarms, gotta run. Run. Bronwyn there, she must have the key. How'd she get the key? She stole from me. Gotta run. Run. How could I be so betrayed? Was our love just a charade? Well, father gets upset when father's rules are disobeyed. Father! Father!
William! Don't scream when I'm in the basement cleaning rifles. Where's your broom?
Someone's there in the building here. You must get them out. It's a thief I fear. Gotta run. Run. Someone's there broken in somehow. They will take it all. They're stealing now. Gotta run. Run.
Where?
Up there. Up there.
This calls for my good rifle.
And then someone's there. Nothing I can do. I was really scared, so I came to you. Gotta run.
On the greenhouse floor, Bronwyn slowly wakes. She disentangles herself from Puppy's arms and looks around, amazed by the flowers and the lush foliage that surround her. The greenhouse is thriving. On the rose bush, she finds a bud, not a red one, but a bud. Bronwyn sings to it.
Look at you napping. Sleeping in your bed. Open your eyes, there's a new day ahead. A little love, now look who glows. Hello, pure white rose. Might be the right time for fortune to unfold.
The bud flowers into a rose.
Puppy, you awake? It's finished.
Whoa.
Okay, I know it's white and not red, but I mean, come on! I did that!
I can't believe it!
An open heart.
Bronwyn?
Intruders!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Oh. Bronwyn.
Bronwyn.
your red rose? Do you see it?
The rose? I see it. It's an amazing rose.
Not that.
What?
It's so beautiful.
What's beautiful?
Sunlight.
She dies in Puppy's arms.
What luck. He was asked to find a red rose, and there one was. A rose so red, the Latin name for it must be...
Rosa Dixie Digi Cranzamo.
Madame Floyd!
The Latin name must be...
Rosa Digi Dixie Cranzamo.
Unpronounceable.
Father, look! The plants! The flowers! Everything's like it used to be! We don't have to remember no more! That's a very red rose, isn't it, Father? Very red. Get away from her! I only wanted to sniff the rose. You mustn't act distressed in front of flowers. They're sensitive. I know, because I'm a flower.
That night, Puppy plucked the rose from the rose bush and escaped into the darkness. He sprang from the roof of the Halcyon, taking his precious Trapper Trooper hat, the cello, and the white rose stained red with Bronwyn's heart's blood.
When I was a child prodigy... No, that's not right. When I was a... Bronwyn? Why are you lying lifeless on the ground like that? Bronwyn?
Father and I, we were outside on the roof out there. We saw someone moving in here. You know Father and his rules. Father thought an intruder... Naturally, he shot. It was very bad of Bronwyn to be up here.
Bronwyn! You're in too!
La da 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 da.
Sergei!
Mother?
Puppy made a clearing in the snow, just beside the old dumpster where he and Bronwyn first felt the warmth of summer. There he sat, playing cello.
This blood you shed made the rose turn red. Let it nurture the earth, so when I each day I will cry for your day in the sun. Bronwyn, you were the one. Bronwyn, you were the one. Rose rose through the frozen soil. One rose rose, one rose stretched so its vines could coil. One rose rose, and the roses spread as we looked ahead, and the trees came back turning green from black. People came back north as the light sprang forth, all from one rose. And the sun rose, and the long fabled last sun rose.
With just one seed, without a warning, with no one noticing, it suddenly is mine.
Thank you for listening to Bleeding Love. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Bleeding Love, a post-apocalyptic new musical. Book and story by Jason Schaefer. Music by Arthur LaFrenz Bacon. Lyrics by Harris Duran. Directed and edited by Harris Duran. Produced by the Broadway Podcast Network, Dori Berenstein and Alan Seals, in association with Kent Nicholson, Katie Rosen, and Steve Saporito. Starring Annie Golden as Madame Floyd, Rebecca Naomi Jones as Lolly, Mark Kudish as The Super, Sarah Stiles as Bronwyn, Taylor Trench as Sweet William, Tony Vincent as Puppy. Orchestrated by Bruce Coughlin. Additional production and orchestration by Arthur LaFrenz Bacon. Re-recording mixing by Rick Schnupp. Sound edited by Jose Villeman. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Song recordings produced by Tim Andreasen with Soren Moeller, creative producer of the Fredericia Theater. Martin Conga, musical director and keyboards. Stefan Schackinger on guitar. Florian Navarro on reeds. Jakob Rosenthal-Provisen on violin. Tobias Lautrup on cello. Alan Nagel on bass. And Lars Mullenberg on drums. Additional vocals on the prologue by Aaron Ramey and Lucia Spina. Vocals recorded at Avatar Studios NYC and the actors' apartments during self-isolation.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.